Are you feeling stuck in your life? Or like the same challenges keep repeating? What if the way forward isn't pushing harder, but going deeper? Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now, here's your host of the Feel to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Sharon Nichols, and this is the Feel to Heal podcast on the Incredible Inspired Choices Network. And I am just so excited and so grateful to be here today and talking with you about the space between the chapters. So there's a space in life where everything feels like it's shifting, but nothing feels fully clear yet. And so you're not who you used to be, but you're not fully who you've become either. And, or I should say either. Play on words. I'm now going to start singing Gershwin. Anyway, I will bring myself back. And that space, or that moment, it's really the moment. The moment can feel uncertain. It can feel unsteady, even uncomfortable. And it's this moment, it's these moments where we come back to ourselves with honesty, compassion, understanding, and healing that doesn't happen by avoiding what we feel. It happens by learning how to be with it. How to be with your feelings. Just take a breath. It's always the place that I start. I don't know if you noticed, but I did a complete inhale, exhale just before I started the podcast, because I have all of this energy just before, because I'm so excited and I'm nervous and I'm worried. And are you going to like the topic? Or do I look good? Do I have lipstick on my teeth again? So we're going to talk about something that so many of us experience just before something new, something big, although we don't always have the words for it. And that is the space between the moments between the chapters of our lives, or the defining moments, the defining experiences when we make a decision to do something different based on who we were and where we know we want to go, although we're just not there yet. And in those moments, it's really easy to start second guessing yourself, to wonder if you're doing anything wrong or doing something wrong. And it could feel like you should have more clarity by now. So you might notice that you're wanting to rush, wanting to have it all figured out, wanting to land somewhere solid again. And it's okay to be in the in-between, even if it is really uncomfortable, because uncertainty can feel really uncomfortable. And sometimes we can slip back into our old patterns, because remember what your mind's job is. Your mind's job is to keep the status quo. So it's going to keep bringing you back to something that you know, to keep you safe. And so with the repetition, with always doing something different, although the same, but different, and I know that maybe doesn't make a lot of sense, or it's a big oxymoron, you're giving your brain the opportunity to shift back to, or to take you back to another safe place where you already know how to be, how to show up, and it's truly, truly about always doing your best. Now, I know last season, I talked about the four agreements, and I think it's really important for me here to insert the four agreements and always doing your best, because it's It's not like you're going backwards when you slip into what feels familiar. It may feel more like you're in control. And control, again, is something that the mind needs. So if you show up always doing your best, which is the fourth agreement, the first one is be impeccable with your word. The second one is don't make assumptions. The third one is don't take things personally. And then the fourth one is always do your best. And so the first three, definitely, you need the fourth one to get through the first three, because of course there's, you are always going to, always. There I go again with the always and the never. We tend to make assumptions on the regular. We tend to take things personally on the regular. And so for me, I spent a lot of time working on doing this less and less. So I'm not as anxious and worried as I used to be, because I still make assumptions. I'm human, and I still do take some things personally. Again, I'm human. Although I know, I truly do know that nothing anyone does is truly because of me. They don't save it just for you. And I'm quoting my dear friend in that one. They don't save it just for you. Nothing anyone does is just because of you. So to feel more in control and bring yourself back around, take a breath and check in and say, am I taking this personally? Am I assuming evidence not in facts? Sorry, I've been watching a lot of lawyer shows. So what if the moments or the spaces aren't necessarily a problem to solve? What if it's actually a necessary part of the process? There's something sacred about being in the in-between, even though it doesn't always feel that way. Because these are the moments where your old identities are loosening, you're questioning your old patterns, your old ways of being are no longer fully working for you. And that's great. And at the same time, the new you hasn't fully formed yet. So it can feel disorienting, and we spend so much time avoiding change, avoiding transition, and there's stability in change. Change is always happening. I've been saying this for the longest time. And it's also always a good thing, because when things really suck, you know that they're not going to always suck because things change. And so, like, we get happy and excited, and we have this expectation that the happiness should last forever, although that's an impossibility. So be present, be in the moment. And so now how I look at my life is I look for those moments of happiness, of sheer bliss, of love, of joy. And I start looking at stringing my life together from those moments to moment to moment, rather than the time where I couldn't find my car keys, the time where I was running late, the time where I lost, I guess I keep going back to the losing thing, the time where someone cut me off on the freeway, the time where my child yelled at me for no reason, just all, you know, the time where my husband didn't do something I had asked him to do, the times where people let me down, and then the times where I let myself down, all of those, rather than focus on those experiences, those thoughts, those feelings, I look to string together the positive ones. So, from a clinical perspective, this makes complete and total sense that your brain is wired to seek certainty, to predict, to categorize, to create a sense of control. So when you're in that space, those moments where things are unclear, your mind is doing its job, which is not your friend, to fill in the gaps, because your mind wants answers. Your mind wants a resolution. You want to know where to go. What should I do? If I had a nickel for every time one of my clients said, what should I do? How do I do this? What should I do? And it's not that I can't tell them what to do. Of course I can tell them what to do, except it has to come from their own mind. They have to agree with my suggestion, which is why I say a lot of either take it or toss it. Because growth doesn't always give you the correct way, the right way. There is no one way. There's multiple ways. There's multiple paths. Isn't that incredible? That yes, sometimes to get from point A to point B, you have to stop along the way. And there's multiple ways to get there. Sometimes it's a circle, sometimes it's a straight line, sometimes it's jagged. It's all over. It can be all over. So let's talk about the nervous system. Because the nervous system wants to respond to uncertainty using it as a form of stress. Why are we so stressed? Which is why we feel restless, anxious, emotionally reactive, or we even shut down. Know that there is nothing wrong with you. You're just responding to a change, to a transition, to a movement in the present moment. So then the question becomes, how do you stay present? How do you stay in the moment when you're feeling so uncomfortable, when your feelings are so uncertain? How do you not rush? How do you not shut down? Not lose yourself in the process? Well, you just take a lot of breaths to start. I know that's so simple. And I will get into more. Instead of trying to escape and leave the space, we're going to talk about how you can move through it with more steadiness. And so right now, we're going to take a break because because I'm getting my roots back and my wings back. I'm getting my footing back with regards to recording the podcast. I haven't gotten the rhythm. That's the word. I have not gotten back into the rhythm. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to work with your mind and your body instead of fighting them or having them fight each other. So see you back in a moment. You are listening to Sharon Nichols and the Feel to Heal Show on the Inspired Choices Network. Still working on it. And I was given a couple of episodes to get my footing back. So thank you so much. Look forward to you coming back from break and me talking more about the Feel to Heal Show with Sharon Nichols. Thank you.
At different times in life, we can feel stuck, like our thoughts won't shut off, like we're looping the same worries and what-ifs, overanalyzing everything, or replaying the same conflict in our mind. And sometimes it's not that you're thinking wrong, it's your nervous system trying to keep you safe. What feels like being too much is often just emotion that hasn't had room to be felt. On the Feel to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide Sharon Nichols blends evidence-based psychology with spiritual insight and practical tools to help you understand what you feel, shift old patterns, and reconnect with yourself. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth.
Listen to the Field to Heal podcast every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Field to Heal podcast with licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols. To join the conversation, connect with our live studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send your questions or comments to SharonNichols@fieldtoheal.com. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now back to the show.
Welcome back, and thank you so much. I'm Sharon Nichols, and you are listening to the Feel to Heal show on the Inspired Choices Network. And if you're enjoying this show, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Search for the Feel to Heal show. I will be so very grateful, and this will assist in getting the information out to those that need it, getting my message out to those who are supposed to be hearing it from me. I'm not saying anything new that hasn't already been said. I'm just saying it the Sharon Nichols way. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. So before the break, we were talking about how to navigate the space between the chapters, the moments, the feelings, all of it, that in between where things are shifting, but they're not fully clear yet. So instead of trying to escape those moments or shift, we're going to talk about how you can move through it with so much more steadiness, with so much more ease and grace. So the first thing is learning how to stay present without forcing clarity. Because clarity often comes after presence, not before it. So when your mind starts asking, what should I do? What does this mean? Where is this going? Because that's what your mind is going to do. You can gently bring yourself back to what is happening right here, right now. Why is this happening for me now? Not to me, for me. Because the to me brings you out. The for me brings you back to the presence. So what am I feeling? What do I need? What is actually true in this moment? Not the future, just literally right now. Right now. And that the shift alone can take you out of overwhelm and bring you back into something more grounded. And now, of course, always Receive a breath and just ask your mind, okay, mind, I know you want me to be doing something here, but I need us, because we're in this together, even though your mind is not always your friend. I have conversations with my mind all the time, and so can you. You can say, okay, what do I really need here? What do I really need? So the second piece is learning how to be with your emotions without flooding, without shutting down. Because this in-between space of emotions can sometimes feel very intense. And your nervous system may swing between overwhelm and avoidance. Because I'm assuming, see, I do start a lot of my sentences with that, so you please correct me if I'm wrong, but I am assuming that that's what your mind does. Because I'm assuming you have a normal mind, and your mind is always going to take you back to overwhelm or avoidance. Because that is a coping mechanism that doesn't actually truly help. I mean, it calms the nervous system ever so slightly, although it takes you out of always doing your best. Because if you can name and claim your thoughts and your feelings and where you are in the present moment, then you can shift. I'm all about shifting. I'm all about moving off of the spot that you find yourself once you realize where you are. Because the only thing that can change is you. You are the only one who can change. You have control over more outcomes than you think you do. I know for me that when I get stuck or when I have a feeling or when I'm in a conversation, I used to think I have to be two steps ahead, or what's the right thing to say here? I need to look good. I need to make sure that I sound like I know what I'm talking about. And I would lose track. And so I would actually not sound like I knew what I was talking about, because I was trying to be perfect, trying to get everything right. Because remember, I used to think that there was only one path, there was only one way to get there. And now, since I know that there's multiple ways and I'm open to all the multiple ways, life is so much more full of ease and grace. Still have my moments. So the goal isn't to control your emotions. It's to stay connected to them without getting lost in them. And that might look like slowing down your breath. Grounding your body. Even naming what you're feeling. Like I said, name it, claim it. I feel anxious. I feel uncertain. I feel unsettled. A lot of those times, or so I feel scared, or I'm frustrated. I'm feeling very frustrated. And letting that be okay, you being okay with how you're feeling. Because if you can't be okay with how you're feeling, how can anyone else? Not that people have to accept how you're feeling. It's you have to accept how you're feeling, and then you can explain it. And then if you can accept how you're feeling, then it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks or feels about what you're feeling. So when you can stay with your experience without needing to fix it immediately, there now becomes that moment, that space for the clarity to emerge. Doesn't that sound great? And from that place, you can start making choices not from fear, not from fear, excuse me, but from clarity. Fear wants urgency. Clarity allows space. Fear says, do something, anything, just so this feeling will stop. Clarity will say, let's pause long enough to choose what's actually aligned with myself. Why is this happening for me? That's one question to ask to help you get clarity. Because if you can step outside of yourself, meaning if you can ask your mind to not slip back into what it knows and give yourself the space to hear something new, clarity. And it can be a very different way of moving through life. So if you find yourself in that in-between space right now, because you accomplished one thing or you had a specific moment where a growth edge or a growth moment where you had an experience that wasn't so that was negative. So it's having the positive experience or the negative experience. And then, so now where do you go? This space in between. I want you to hear this. You are not lost. You're in transition. And that space, as uncomfortable as it can be sometimes, is just part of you becoming. You don't have to rush it. You don't have to force clarity. You don't have to go back to what's familiar just to feel okay. You can stay here. You can stay in this space. You can stay with yourself, and you can trust that something is forming, even if you can't fully see it yet. It's happening because life is always happening for you. Because this space, it's not empty. It's full of possibility. I'm always in the noticing of gratitude. This gratitude that I now give to my mind. I say thank you to my mind for giving me the space now to look for the clarity. I thank my mind for giving me the moment to not pull myself back into the automatic. Because of the fullness of the possibilities. So I want to thank you for being here. Thank you for slowing down long enough to just listen to yourself and listen to your mind. Because it's really important that you actually hear yourself. And if you can remove a lot of the filters that you've installed for yourself, or that you allowed others to install, because let's see, how many of us have the mom filter, the dad filter, the partner filter, the child, the friend? I mean, we all have people who are telling us how we should be. So if this resonated with you, take a moment today and ask yourself, would you like to trust this space just a little bit more? And just let that be enough for you. So thank you so much for joining me today, Sharon Nichols, Feel to Heal Show on the Inspired Choices Network, and I am so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Feel to Heal podcast. Join Sharon Nichols again next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, feel what's real, heal what's underneath, live from your truth. Be gentle with yourself this week, and we'll see you next time.